tell me what you guys think of this email.
Yeah.
It says, hey, Mikey, what's up? Love the show. Had to write in and tell you about one of my coworkers. He drives me nuts because he's such a hypochondriac. Every week he comes in and thinks he has some new disease. It's really stupid. He thought he had the avian bird flu for a while.
Well, could have. We don't know.
Now he thinks he has a tumor. Uh-oh. How can I get this guy to shut up and stop thinking he's dying every week? Thanks. Signed, P1 Flinch. Let me tell you. This is a medical matter.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
Today, I'm Dr. Phil.
Oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
I want you to get excited about your life. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life. Let me adjust my lavalier microphone here. There we go.
Oh, nice.
Put that sucker on there. Well, it's wonderful. I think that this is an interesting email that y'all got here.
For sure.
So let me respond to this fella. This is a problem that I have had with a coworker of mine as well, this whole hypochondriac thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was a woman that I worked with at one time, and her name rhymes with pie.
Pie.
Or lie. Or
lie.
Try.
Try.
What rhymes with that? You all figure it out. Rhymes with my or die or why. Y'all know the girl that I work with now.
Sky?
Anyway, this gal always has something wrong with her. Remember this one time she had a sunburn?
Okay, well, Dr. Phil, we know this story. I don't think you should.
So
you don't want to get into that.
Are you saying you've heard the story before?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I'm going to think about it.
Never mind then.
Okay, for another time.
Well, listen, y'all. This is it's a very delicate situation, what's going on. And in all seriousness, probably the best treatment for this person is something that I like to call shock therapy, okay?
Oh, wow, that seems a little harsh.
Here's what you do. You get a chocolate bar, okay?
Yeah.
And you heat it in the microwave.
This is going to be bad.
You heat it in the microwave about 15 seconds, okay? You just get it soft, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Then put it down the back of your pants. And then you have a seat.
Yeah.
And when it's ready.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Go over to this head case's desk and just hike up your leg there and then have a seat on his desk.
No.
Okay?
That's disgusting.
And when you get up, you're going to leave behind a little bit of therapy for him to deal with. And
that's not going to help.
Problem solved.
No, Dr. Phil, hey man, be serious. Come on. Help this guy out. Knock it off.
Let me be serious with
you
a minute. Here's what you do.
Oh, God.
You print out something that looks like a report, okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then you squirt a small amount of ketchup up each nostril, all right? Do you understand? Are you following?
My own nostril?
Yes. Okay. So two parts. So far, two parts.
Okay. I printed my Word document.
Print something out looks like a report first.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Ketchup up my nose.
Well, squirt a ketchup in nostrils.
Okay. Okay.
And then you go over to his desk, okay? And then you say to him... You say to him that you just...
What am I supposed to say?
You okay, Dr. Phil?
I have a tickle in my throat.
Oh, wow.
Have some water.
Have a sip of water.
Let me take some of that.
Yeah.
I dropped my microphone.
Oh, no. It clips on.
You should re-clip it.
Okay, I clipped it back on my tongue.
What did I do with this ketchup
on
my
nose? Well, you got the ketchup squirted in the nostril. You walk over to him, you say,
right.
I just got some bad news, okay?
Oh.
Your yearly physical just came back, and you are Hep C positive. And then you fake sneeze the ketchup all over.
That's so messed up.
It's therapy, you guys, okay?
Hey, man.
It's called...
Sounds-
therapy.
April Fools.
You know, my mother had this same problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a hypochondriac, too.
Yeah, your mom's got a lot of problems.
So you may want to try...
nice.
You may want... Well,
that's every week he
listen,
says
y'all.
That's true.
You may want to try what my father did to help her.
How's that?
Well, it's a variation on something called a Dutch oven.
I don't follow.
What's a variation?
I don't follow.
He actually called it a Dutch prison.
Really, Dr. Phil?
Sky, what is he talking about?
Really?
Yes.
It's a thing, Ashley. Where...
My mother called it that thing that gave her a stroke.
Where you pass gas on the cover, and then you put the covers over someone's head like you're in an oven.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's disgusting.
Well, it's therapy at its best, y'all. Thank you so much.